It was the most virulent, deadly viral outbreak the world had ever seen. When the affliction began to finally relent, two-thirds of the planet's population were gone. 4.2 billion people. What followed was a complete collapse of society as we knew it, and those that remained behind had to learn to survive in the wasteland of moral degradation. But even in the darkest of times, there are moments that ignite the spark of hope.
So our CEO comes in, right? Just looking for someone to beat down. And he is covered with this putrid, foul-smelling goop. And he looks right at Fox and demands to know what happened. And I thought I was toast because Fox can't keep it together. None of the guys could. And Fox just looks him dead in the eye and goes, "Maybe you should check to see if the seat is down before you use the latrine, sir."
Fox actually made a joke? I can't believe that.
Hey, I resent that. I've cracked my fair share of jokes.
Yeah, whatever. I'll take two.
I'll take one. Hey, how many times were you over there?
We were stationed there 4 times, but we were in and out a lot.
Did either of you get wounded?
Alan, I am so glad you asked, because the first time I was ever shot...
No, Cohen, no. Don't even think about it.
Okay, I gotta know.
Buddy, he asked me a direct question. I can't just leave him hanging.
No, that's classified. It's above their pay grade.
Since when?
Hey, buddy, I am giving you a direct order as your superior officer.
Then court-martial me.
You're a real ass, you know that?
Oh, come on! You're killing us here!
I'm not going to be able to do anything until I hear this now.
So, we were on our very first tour in Afghanistan.
Let's move it like we got a purpose, people! I don't want to be here all day! Marshall, Peterson, Lebeque, up the west side! Mitchell, Stevenson, Floyd, you go east! Cohen, Garrett, Fox, you guys head south. The rest with me. I want reports every 10 minutes. Move!
How is it I get stuck with you two every time?
Because the Sarge thinks you're a screw-up just like us.
You notice how I'm not laughing.
Hey, how about we do our job? The two of you can figure out who has the bigger...
Contact! They got him pinned down!
What is your location? Over!
Have to click West CLC. Work!
Let's move!
Keep your heads down!
Fox, if we move around the perimeter, maybe we can get in back of these guys, catch them in a crossfire.
Except we don't know where they are.
Garrett, find the Sarge. Let him know we're gonna try and flank the enemy.
He's gonna skin you alive, Fox.
Yeah, I know. Go! Come on, Cohen. There's our guys.
They're shooting towards that building.
Down!
Did they see us?
Who cares? We can't let them flank our guys. Take them out!
Jesus, that was too close!
Fire in the hole!
Damn, that was loud!
1 o'clock!
Got him!
Come on, you stupid son of a...
Are you jammed?
It won't. There, got it.
Ow!
Oh my God! Oh, I'm so sorry.
You son of, you bastard! You shot me in the ass!
I'm sorry. It wasn't cocking. I didn't mean to.
I can't believe you shot me!
Of all the people out here,
my best friend.
Stay down, damn it! You gotta put pressure on it like
get
this.
Get away from me, Fox of Friendly Fire! The last thing I need is for the Sarge to fight us with your hand on my butt!
Will you shut up?
Point your rifle that way and shoot them, please!
Give me those!
I just want you to know, I'm going to put that bullet in the case on my mantle! And anytime I ask you for a favor, I'm going to point to that case and remind you that you will...
go over this one more time.
I don't know how else I can tell you, sir. It was my idea to try and flank the enemy. Fox sent Garrett to tell the Sarge what we were doing, but before we managed to get around, we spotted some well-armed men trying to flake our unit. That's when I jumped the wall screaming, trying to scare them back to their house. They turned and opened fire, and I turned around and I dove back over the wall, and that's when I got hit. If Fox hadn't been there to pull me all the way over, I don't think we'd be having this conversation, sir. Fox took out all six men with a few shots and a few well-thrown grenades.
Now, you know your story doesn't match up with Private Fox's.
No disrespect to him, sir, but Fox hates sounding like a hero. He just wants to do his job like every other soldier. But between you and me, I'd follow him into hell.
Rest up, soldier. We need you back out there ASAP.
Yes, sir. Ooh, almost noon. Wonder what kind of jello Nurse Harper will be bringing me today. Don't shoot! Don't shoot!
Will you shut up? I came to see how you were doing.
Not bad. Couple of hot nurses giving me sponge baths, Afghani TV all day, and all the pudding I can eat. Buddy, I don't know if it gets any better.
Well, I got you something. Just a little token to show how sorry I really am.
What is it?
A donut.
They didn't have any fritters? What kind is it? Because you know I hate plain glazed.
But.
But what?
But. It keeps pressure off your wound when you're sitting.
I am not eating that.
Dude.
Hey, so I gave my debrief. You're off the hook.
What are you talking about?
I told the captain about how you saved me out there when I jumped the wall and got shot.
That's not what happened.
Yes, it is. Buddy, I'm not about to let you get in trouble for some stupid accident. We swore when we signed up that we would have each other's back, remember? So from here on out, I was stupid. I jumped the wall. I got shot in the butt by some goat herder. Got it?
Cohen, you know I can't...
See this?
Aw, crap.
Told you I was going to keep it. I also told you that I would hold this up to remind you that you owe me for the rest of our natural lives.
Well, we're still in a war zone, so I've still got hope.
Oh, no, buddy. It is now my personal mission to make sure both of us make it back home in one piece. And if you re-up, oh, I'll be right there with you until we retire, and this little memento is going to be with us everywhere as a reminder to just how devoted a friend you are to me.
So, do you still have it? The bullet, I mean.
Unfortunately, no. But I've still got a nice little scar on my left cheek, so it's almost as good.
So nothing happened? I mean, you didn't get in trouble?
Well, that depends on how you classify the word trouble.
My boy here got promoted. First of many, actually. After that, he got fast-tracked for command. Like I've told you all before, Fox just oozes leadership. And if things hadn't gone all apocalypse-like, he would have been in charge of his own platoon.
Well, I think I've learned something very important here today, fellas.
Oh yeah? What's that?
If we ever get into a big situation, I'm always going to stand behind Fox.
What's that saying about turning the other cheek?
Come on, guys. You can make better jokes than this.
Well, I guess I'll just take my Jameson and go home.
Oh, that ain't right.
Hey, if I let you shoot me in the butt, will you leave the bottle?
Come on, brother, don't be an ass.
We don't want you to shoot yourself.